95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about calling in sick.
You're trying to make up how are you going to call in tomorrow?
No, Keith? Don't be ridiculous.
Keith Price, staying home.
The 60 most ridiculous excuses people actually use to get out of work.
Oh, nice.
Is a list.
That's awesome.
And some of them are ridiculous, like an employee who wouldn't come in because his llama wouldn't stop barfing. He had a pet llama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you have to have the llama in order to say, I have the llama and it's barfing.
I would assume so.
Wow.
An employee got stuck in a blood pressure machine at the grocery store and couldn't get out.
I've suddenly thought, put in mind of Dawn of the Dead.
Isn't that crazy?
Arm ripped off by the zombies.
But I would, if I were a boss, and I'm not, if I were a boss, I think I would.
Dude, you're a boss, man.
I think I would believe that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
because it's so ridiculous.
It's so lame.
Right.
You'd make up something better than being stuck in a blood pressure machine
right.
in a grocery store.
Right.
It's so lame. An employee's wife found out he was cheating and he had to spend the day retrieving his belongings from the dumpster.
No, or, well, it shouldn't take a day, but, you know.
Okay. How much stuff he is.
Yeah, exactly.
An employee broke his arm reaching to grab a falling sandwich. Again, I think I would believe that.
Yes.
Here's, you know what we should do? We should take calls from bosses.
Mm.
From people who have been in positions where somebody called in sick.
Yeah, you're a manager and someone called in and said, I'm having eye trouble. I can't see coming into work.
The strangest ways people called in sick.
I got to move my car to my house.
818-955-KLOS.
Sorry, channeling Freddie Snakeskin there on both of them.
If you're a boss. An employee claimed that his grandmother poisoned him with ham. An employee said that he couldn't come to work because his fortune teller had asked him not to step out of the house or he would suffer a brain hemorrhage.
Now, there are people who would absolutely actually believe that.
Yes.
If they were told that by someone.
Yeah, agreed.
And then, but would you believe it as a boss or would you care?
I wouldn't care if I don't think I would care if I was a boss. No.
Yeah. But what if they had a brain hemorrhage that day? It just happened to happen after you insisted they come to work. Oh. Then how do you feel, buddy?
It's not my fault. Not my fault. How about this one? The walk of shame. An employee had a lucky night and didn't know where he was in the morning.
That's my favorite one so
That's
far.
That's pretty great.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
So if you're a boss or a manager or you were over people in any way and people called in sick, how did they do it?
Yeah. What's some of the most ridiculous excuses you've heard?
The most creative, ridiculous ways to call in sick at 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about strange reasons that people called in sick. If you are a manager or a boss of some kind and your employees called in sick, what is it that they said? KLOS, hello.
I used to be a boss, that's correct.
All right, tell us about somebody calling in sick.
He called in sick saying that his cockatoo had died, and he wasn't able to come in because of that.
Oh, poor cockatoo. Did you not believe him? Do you not have birds?
I'm not sure if he did or not, but it was just kind of one of those, like...
I don't give a rat's ass, right?
Did you care?
Yeah.
No, it was just, you know, it's just a bird. That's what I was seeing.
I mean, that would be my opinion, too. But it all, I would assume that it also matters if it's an important employee. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of employees where you go, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
And then there are others that you really depend on.
Right.
That the cockatoo doesn't matter.
Right.
All right, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Oh, poor bird.
KLOS, hello.
Don't listen, Dina.
I hate birds.
Yeah, I got this gal out in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So she was flying her out for the company party. She popped all four tires on her car by going the wrong way through the airport parking structure.
Fantastic.
That's a fairly good excuse.
And then she missed her flight out of Oklahoma City, which has like three gates. She didn't know which airplane was hers.
Wow.
And then got to Los Angeles, rented a car, but didn't know how to navigate Los Angeles, and ended up in like Chinatown at 1 a.m. and couldn't find Newport Beach.
I would believe that 100%.
Yeah, and I would think I don't want that employee
right.
at all.
Once we like kind of met her in person and we started to realize that this is true. This is just how this woman
this
lives.
This is who this person is. Got
that's
it.
Awesome. That's funny. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
The strangest things people called in sick with.
Excuse me, miss. I used to hear that a lot when I had super long hair when I was younger. And I'd always be like, yes, how can I help you?
That's troubling. We're talking about weird ways people call in sick. You have one?
No, I got pretty good at calling in sick. I work for a really big company. I won't say what it is, but they really like the color brown.
Okay.
I got to the point where I was like making up fake family members and killing them off.
What are you, Jamie Farr on MASH?
But I don't know, but I found out later, I think that's probably illegal.
To kill family members? It turns out it is. But I don't think lying about it is.
I don't know, is it?
I think.
Yeah?
It sounds like this guy knows.
All right, well, we'll have you arrested then.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Grandma died. Grandpa died.
Hey. Hi there.
Sister died. Uncle died.
Will you stop?
Okay. They all died.
You want another one?
No, not you. I'm trying to get Sluggo to stop.
Sorry?
I'm going to stab you right through the heart.
This guy seems nice.
No, not him. You.
So how did you used to call in sick to work or get calls from people? What kind of stuff did you hear?
I was supervising this guy, and he calls in sick. Collect call from Tijuana.
Collect call from Tijuana.
This is United States calling. Are we reaching? See, it's hanging up.
What was his excuse? Did he have one, or did you just deny the charges?
Sick.
He's sick in Tijuana.
Listen.
I mean,
it's sure. It's very possible.
Sure. But collect even call collect.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, at least it was nice enough to call, to call in sick.
Right.
All right.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS,
hello. Not collect, too, by the way.
Hi.
Hi there. Talking about weird reasons people call in sick.
I'm actually one of the weird people that called in sick because my cockatiel died.
Because you're what?
Oh.
Your cockatiel
died.
See, that's sad. What was your cockatiel's name?
Sheena.
Oh, I bet Sheena was a wonderful bird.
Sheena's a dick.
She was.
Sheena's a dick.
I need Kevin. I can't get Kevin. Poop on his head.
They knew. They said if it wasn't me, because they know me, that it was okay for me.
Okay, so they bought it because they knew you were crazy.
They know what a loving, compassionate person I am.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Right on. Well, we're very, 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 very sorry about your loss, especially Kevin.
Birds are stupid.
Thank you so much.
A Metallica twofer for ya.
It's Metallica.
Sorry. That's how Jed always pronounced it.
So. Sluggo was off for 2 weeks, and when he came in today, he forgot how to use the microphone. I'm not kidding.
No, that's a fact.
He turned the microphone up into the air, which is the opposite of the way these microphones work.
Actually, I'm shocked more hasn't gone south after 2 weeks.
It's super weird.
Jettison all information.
Well, maybe this is part of the problem.
Okay.
This is what your favorite alcoholic drink says about you.
Ha-ha! Nice.
So whatever your favorite is, this is what it says about you.
Okay.
So we're going to start with whiskey.
Okay.
With or without Coke?
Okay.
Now, do you have a favorite?
I used to drink whiskey and Coke all the time. Do you mean, do I have a favorite drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, wait till I get to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Is this it?
No.
Okay, not whiskey.
Okay.
Men who order this drink at the bar are more likely to be a bad boyfriend.
That makes sense. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
It just says they get a little rowdy and lose the ability to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was quite a mess when I was in a whiskey phase.
Vodka soda.
That's my drink right there.
Is it?
These days, yeah. I've gone through everything. Yeah.
If you play it safe with vodka soda.
Which is where I'm at these days. Uh-huh.
Then you like nights out without the need to feel guilty about breaking your diet.
Holy cow, that's pathetic.
You chose that health conscious route.
Yeah.
Did you know you were choosing a health conscious?
Yes,
did you?
I did. That's right. Sad. Boo!
No, it's not sad. It's smart.
Yeah, I guess.
It's you're boring. You're lame, but... Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. That was also a drink about 4 years ago of mine for a couple years.
Gin lovers probably have an interesting career and are likely the cool person in their group.
Oh, I guess it's so accurate.
It's too bad that you had to move on from that one. Rum? Rum is your favorite beverage?
That was my first drink.
When I first
got into drinking at a way too early age.
You probably rock up to your favorite bar wearing statement clothing.
Yeah.
And tend to be pretty sensible. Don't like to be out of control drunk.
Yeah, I didn't at first.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is interestingly accurate.
Yes.
Does it come from bartenders, I would imagine?
It does come from bartenders.
Well, there you go. They should know.
And of course, it's not a scientific study, but a lot of them have weighed in, and this is sort of a generalization.
Yeah. Now, where's yours? Are you on here? Yeah.
Mine is Vodka Red Bull.
Vodka Red Bull? You're a lunatic.
Yes. Well, like when I go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If I'm just having some with dinner, it's vodka soda, whatever.
No, okay. Oh, so you're playing in safe these too. That's nice.
But when I go out?
Uh-huh. Especially to Vegas.
It's vodka Red Bull.
Uh-huh. And that means?
you must be the wild one. They really have no intention to slow down until the bartender turns up the lights and turns off the music.
That is you. I mean, your texts are
how dare
legendary
you.
When you're just out there having a great, you intend to crash into a wall.
That was just bad autocorrect. That's all that was.
Ass.
Beer is for people who get stressed easily and often worry about their future or uncertainties, and they make that because it's a simple choice. Just give me whatever beer they don't worry about. White wine?
White wine.
Oops. Most likely mid-30s, ordering a few glasses. Sat with your child's friend's parents. White wine drinkers often identify as curious, sarcastic, and perfectionists.
Okay. Well, that's clearly not us. Well, except for the sarcastic part.
Yeah, right. Red wine, if that's more your style.
I drink a lot of red wine.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You're mostly adventurous and organized.
Very organized.
Don't those two things seem to go...
Yes, not go together.
They're opposing things.
Yeah.
Adventurous and organized. Mm. While red wine drinkers might give off a classy vibe, these people tend to struggle to hear anyone's opinion above their own.
Well, that's true. You know, I don't drink out, though. So at the bar, I would never order red wine.
You wouldn't?
No. I just drink bottles of it at home. Me and Heidi of the Heidi and Frank show, she drinks a ton of red wine.
What about tequila shots? We didn't mention tequila.
I hate tequila. It made me so sick
too.
So many times.
It
really
made me sick. Yeah. Okay. Asking a bartender for a shot of tequila is really just another way of saying, I don't have work tomorrow.
And possibly the next day.
And possibly the next day, if I can keep going. So that's what it says about you. If you, whatever your drink is, that's what it says about you.
So now we know.
Now we know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
We're not going to die!
No, that's not the case.
Is following. It's 1979 all over again,
man. It is a great headline, though. Rogue Chinese rocket is on a collision course with Earth.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's supposed to hit Earth this weekend.
Yeah.
And they don't know where.
Nope. I mean, this keeps happening. And there's so much space junk up there, it's not a surprise. One of these days...
This is a Chinese rocket that put some of their space station stuff into the atmosphere.
Right.
In space.
Yeah. In your butt. I think that might be a moment right there. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, hold on.
How dare you? But the rocket is too big to burn up,
right.
So it's going to come back to Earth, and they have no idea where.
Is Vegas taking bets on this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But we do have a spokesman for the Pentagon.
Oh, wow.
John Kirby joining us now. John.
Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks
hold
for
on,
joining
I gotta make it, hold on, I got to make myself a drink.
Okay. What?
I'm making myself a drink. Okay. We're going to die, man.
What?
Wow.
What do you mean, what? Well, what? I mean, you keep asking a question.
Well,
there's a rogue Chinese rocket
that's
going to crash on Earth. So kiss your ass goodbye.
But, I mean, in the article, you sounded like you were pretty clear-headed and calm.
Yeah, I was kidding. I thought... Aren't you?
That's what I started thinking about it.
Oh, no.
They said, 70% chance it's going to hit the water. You know what that means? 70% chance it's going to land on me.
Have you done the math on that exactly? Because I'm not sure.
I have done the math. Did you know in 1961 a cow was killed by some Cuban space debris?
No, I was unaware of that.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
Okay, right?
A cow. I'm not as tough as a cow.
No,
so if a rocket hits me, I'm dead for sure.
But
you ever try to kill a cow? It's not easy.
No. Why would I try to kill a cow?
Boom.
All right, listen, though. What are the chances it's going to hit you versus hit us?
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't know my life, man. I work for the Pentagon, okay?
Right.
As if things weren't bad enough.
Right.
You know what the last 4 years have been like for me? I was wishing a rocket would hit me.
Now the rocket's here and you don't want it.
No, because things are turning around a little bit. But I call up, I go to get Progressive Insurance for a Chinese rogue rocket that's hitting your house. And guess what? Florida's not interested.
Flo does not care if you get hit by a rocket.
No, Flo does not care. The little gecko doesn't care. Nobody cares.
What about the caveman?
Oh, I didn't think about the caveman.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll give him a call.
All right, great.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes on Give Me Five, it's songs about emotions. And if your mind immediately leapt to Samantha Sang, consider yourself ostracized. At 5 o'clock every afternoon, this happens.
Give Me Five. In a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
And it is there's always a theme, and today's theme is all about emotions. So it seemed like the right way to start a countdown of emotions would be with the Stones and Mixed Emotions on 95.5 KLOS. Give it five! It's five songs with a theme, and today it is all about emotions. So right there, don't go away. Mad? A little more anger here now for you from Alice enjoying the day in chains. Angry Chair started off with Stones, Mixed Emotions. What do you got? Think of any KLOS songs about emotions? Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, and suggest them. Give me five, man. Give me five. Five songs about a theme, and today it's all about emotions. Wondering if you had any suggestions. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, have you guys done Sweet Emotion yet?
Sweet Emotion. Well, damn, that's like, that's, you're right. No, we didn't.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who are you?
Matt.
Matt, well done.
Thanks, brother.
Just give me five. And today, the theme is emotions. Tanya has challenged us to play the ridiculous cover Van Halen did of Happy Trails. We love a good challenge, so okay. Five songs about emotions on Give Me Five today. Wrapping it up with Happy Trails on 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal, and one guy pulls out his phone.
He's going to start filming the event.
First, he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. What universe is that okay in?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Striker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m. thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in.
Happened
filming.
Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video. No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there?
Either.
Has it been?
I don't think
published?
So.
Is there, we have audio?
I don't. Oh, we have audio of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
it's
we
a report.
Take
yeah.
A. Mm-hmm.
95.5.
Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's bathroom.
Victim. Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Victim. Sheets?
Once you
What's going on?
Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name
terrible.
Of the business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though,
how dare you?
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this, but as I recall,
Stryker videoed me when it was after Coachella one night. We'd gone to a, if I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we'd had a drink or 10.
After Coachella, I can't imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow.
I think.
That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't remember.
That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the, you know, the IHOP
that's
in La Quinta.
Terrible, first
yes,
of all.
Right.
Shame
Agreed.
On him. But
Agreed.
As I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came
yeah,
in to
that,
sit
yeah.
down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And
yeah.
then put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and
yes.
wait for people to come in and start
yes.
using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Oh.
An old dude invited me to come to his place for Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
What did you? How did you get out of it?
I just said, "Oh no, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to."
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing.
It was great.
We need to bring that back, illegal or not.
Nope.
Now I don't care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
So as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No, I believe he said he'd meet you downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmilegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those recording sessions.
Because that was my favorite bit ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, oh, well, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. This is the cutest video you'll ever see.
I love this.
It's a dad and his little kid. How old is this kid? Five?
Four? Five, something like that.
And they're leaving a friend's house.
Yeah, it looks like dad came to pick up the kid who had been at a party or whatever. And they are outside. And I guess this is probably a ring.
It's a ring video. Yeah. And you can hear the kid. The dad first says, did you have a good time? And the kid says, yes, I got you something.
Yeah, right away. He's like more excited to tell him that, dad, I got you something.
And dad's a little shocked that he got him something from
a party.
Somebody's house.
Yeah. You got to listen to this. It's so cute.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did.
What's up? He's like, opens his backpack, his little tiny backpack, and he pulls out.
Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
The kid steals a bottle of bourbon.
For dad.
And the kid is really pretty short.
Yeah, he's a tiny little kid.
I don't know how he had access to a bottle of bourbon
in
the house.
And he thought to hide it in his backpack.
Put it in his backpack, zipped it closed. But wasn't really that scared because he was on the porch of the house when he showed it to his dad.
Right away. Look, dad, I got you a bottle of bourbon.
And the dad was like, oh, but you can't. I do like it, but you can't. Play it again.
Yeah,
and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Your kid stole something.
Yeah.
It has to be kid, though. We're not looking for teenagers that are ripping off old people.
Right.
We're looking for cute little kids stole something.
Little kids stole something for you or stole something. Whatever. Whatever they stole for.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did. What's up? Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
The kid has no time for you can't just take
it. No, he's not interested in repercussions.
Do you like it?
Got you a present, Dad.
818-955-KLOS. Your cute little kid stole something. 818-955-KLOS.
Listen to those kids. They sound very happy.
You can't have any pudding if you steal bourbon.
That's
what I know.
If you steal bourbon, you can't have your pudding. How can you have any pudding if you stole some bourbon?
Listen to this little kid.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did. What's up? Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
I love
that's
it.
A catch 22 for a parent because, wow, you're thoughtful.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
But you took something from
yourself. But you stole it, and it's bourbon. And you hid it in your backpack. And you don't care that I just told you it's wrong.
Cute little thief, that kid.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So your kid stole something?
She didn't exactly steal something, but when she was 3 or 4 years old, I was working in a high-rise building downtown, and I went to work a Saturday. She pulled the fire alarm in the parking lot because she wanted to see if it was like on the cartoons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
That cost us $75 for a false alarm.
Oh, that's not so bad. $25.
$75.
$75. All right. 6 years ago.
That's a teachable moment.
Yeah. It didn't set off any water, did it?
No. Yeah. Just a little alarm was going off till the fire department got there. It wasn't stopping, and it was a high-rise building. So
everybody was high-rise.
They all had to leave the building?
Well, nobody could get the message to them that it was a false alarm because it was a Saturday. And
did anyone find out it was your kid?
Everybody.
Oh, no!
Oh, there. I told him there's no fire, and my daughter told me alone.
Oh, I would have kept that to myself.
Yeah. That is awesome. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi, your kid stole something?
Yes, he stole $20 from a friend's home.
From a friend's home?
He was about 6 years old. Well, I asked him when I saw it at home, and he said, I found it. Where did you find it? Oh, at Uncle Whatever's home. I said, and did you ask permission? He said, no, I found it. So if I found it, that means it's mine. I said, it don't work that way, son.
I love that so
much.
So
we went back. We went back and he apologized and returned it and understood that's called stealing.
Right.
Wow. That's awesome. That's hilarious.
That's fantastic.
You think he really didn't know, or was he kind of trying to get away with something and seeing what the boundaries were?
He didn't know, but he's always like hustling.
Right.
That's so he knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
Even at that young age.
Right.
So, yeah.
Very interesting. Very
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What did your little kid steal?
We started the hour by playing a little kid who stole some bourbon for his dad. It's very cute.
He was at a party, and he put the bourbon in his backpack to give to dad out on the porch, which, of course, got caught on the Ring camera.
Very cute.
It was really G-rated.
So the call-in is your kid stole something?
Yeah, it was me. I stole something from the teacher and got busted for it, but I took it in the bathroom and hid it in the little toilet paper thing. And when they went back to get it, it was gone. The janitor ended up ripping it off.
No kidding. What did you steal?
It was a check. It was a check for $3,200.
What?
Like, glance at, yeah. Oh, my God. They sent me to children's to juvenile court and everything for that. Aww. That's crazy.
God. I mean, it's $3,200. Yeah, did you know what that amount was at your age?
I didn't. I had no idea. I stashed the check and kept the cash. I didn't know what it was. I just wanted the cash.
Wow. What a little thug you are.
Are you still ripping people off, or have you given that up?
No. I'm all better now.
All right, good. Good.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was calling about the cow.
Oh, yeah, you got to text the word Heidi to 68683. Heidi to 68683. Good luck. Language.
I like that we force somebody to say, yeah, I'm calling about the cow. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about the cow.
You have to text the word Heidi to 68683. You win this contest by texting.
And also milking the cow.
Nope. No idea. All right.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Milk the cow.
Right, got it. We get it.
Yeah, baby.
Right, all right. Right. We get it.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Hi there.
Are you telling stories about stealing?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what happened. When my daughter was in second or third grade, I noticed a bunch of money in her backpack. And I'm like, what the heck is going on with this? And she's like, well, I decided that I was going to steal the crackers. Not, she wouldn't say that, but that I took some crackers from the cafeteria. And I noticed that the kids really like crackers. So she would steal the crackers from the cafeteria and then sell them out in the schoolyard.
Sell them! That's fantastic.
Wow.
I thought you first said crack.
Yeah, so did I. I'm like, what?
So I'm like, okay, Summer, you can't, like, steal crackers and then sell them. She goes, well, The Apprentice, like, they do that. And I'm like, you can't, like, they're not, like, your crackers. Like, they're the school's crackers. But I thought it was so ingenious.
Yeah,
like, I was like, well, what gave you that idea? And she goes, well, I just noticed at lunchtime people really enjoyed eating their crackers. So I just thought I would take them and then sell them on the playground. And she'd have like $10 for the whole thing.
What an entertaining little kid you have.
That is awesome. That is, well, she's gonna be a fine American. That is the American way right there.
She actually just got promoted at Rip Curl. She lives in La Jolla, so I'm pretty proud of her.
Nice, you should be.
Right on. Thank you very much for calling.
Fantastic.
It's sort of amazing that anybody bothered recording any other rock songs after that.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
That's the perfect rock song. I mean, just shut it down. We're good here. We have what we need.
Listen, there was still plenty of money in women.
That's true.
So bands kept doing it. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel's show, Jamie Lee Curtis was the guest.
I love her, man.
And she, did you see the last Halloween?
No, yeah. I know. Yeah, yeah. Well, I've selectively watched movies with...
Don't.
So that I can continue to love her.
Although she has a new movie coming out this weekend that sounds wild and great.
Hmm.
She said that her daughter's getting married in the backyard, and she's having a cosplay wedding.
Now, this isn't a backyard sort of wedding like most of us would have in the valley
no,
or whatever.
Not.
This is going to be crazy.
Yes,
of course. Cosplay, what does that mean?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know, because she didn't know. Jimmy asked her 8 different ways. Like, what do you mean cosplay? What's the theme? Right. And she said, oh, it's cosplay.
That doesn't answer the question, right, Jeannie.
I know. I don't think she knew.
What is she going as? What is she doing?
She is the official...
Officiant, whatever.
Yes. She's marrying them.
Gotcha.
And she's wearing an outfit from a video game that she wasn't familiar with. So I don't think she knows.
Oh, she just straight up doesn't know.
I think.
Well, I'm not say anything. I don't know.
But let's talk about weddings.
Okay.
And cosplay weddings.
Okay.
Because you have to have a theme.
If you're going to do a cosplay?
Right.
Of course. Yeah. It's the
only thing that makes sense.
I mean, it could be video games, and then it's, you know, you could come Super Mario Bros. Or, any video game.
Right.
I suppose, you know, which could be interesting.
I would think some of the bigger sci-fi things, like Star Wars, I would assume there have been a lot of Star Wars weddings.
It's got to be. Yeah.
There's a Jurassic Park.
Okay. Wedding. Does everybody get eaten, I hope?
I'm reading a list. Oh, that would be great. Lord of the Rings. I'm not sure how you would do that one. You'd all be barefoot, though. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Keep all your stuff from the Ren Fair.
Here's my thing about weddings is no one cares. So make them quick.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Make them quick.
Ours was just make it quick.
Whatever it is, make it quick.
Ours was like a couple of friends as witnesses and the parents, and that was it.
And it probably lasted 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. But it was, it was nice.
So cosplay weddings or... weddings that were meant to be unique.
Right.
This is the greatest. You're never going to believe what we're doing for our wedding.
And was it? Or they told you it was and you had to go.
Correct.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, my
Especially
God.
Especially if you had to dress up.
Yes.
My former partner and I, Bean, were the officiants for our producer Lightning's wedding.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we wore monk outfits. And I don't think it was a monk theme.
I used to dress as a monk every once in a while.
Did you really?
Hell of a, yeah, I'd go to night. I had to host a nightclub, and this is in Phoenix, in a place called The Asylum, and I'd always go as a monk.
Nice.
People are like, well, sort of. So people who are totally on board are like, what is wrong with you, man?
That's been the story of your life.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
Bizarre, strange, interesting, crazy weddings.
Yeah, if you had to go to one, if you actually turned out pretty good, if it was horrible.
I don't think we want to hear from brides and grooms, though, do we?
You know, you're
because
right.
They're going to go, oh, it was the best thing ever. No, I want to talk to people who went to the wedding. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Bizarre themes.
Bizarre themed weddings that you had to attend or your friends had to attend. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello?
Yeah, this is about the weddings, right?
Yes, you went to a unique, in air quote, wedding.
Yeah, definitely unique. So my buddy's uncle owned a tow truck company in Ohio.
Yeah.
And him and his bride got married on the back of a flatbed. Her wedding dress was like fluorescent orange, like a safety vest.
I like it. That actually was kind of good.
Cool. It was unique for sure. It was fun, but yeah, that's fun.
But you didn't have to dress up.
No, I mean, I just wore jeans and a t-shirt.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
Well done.
I was imagining the beer was flowing at that. Big time.
Oh,
right?
It was fantastic. Nice. Beer and hot dogs everywhere, yeah.
Beer and hot dogs.
That is the way to do a wedding.
That is a classy wedding right there.
Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about the wedding theme thing you had to put up with. Or was it good?
We're talking about unique weddings.
Yeah, you got roped into one that's a cosplay one or
a themed wedding.
Yeah, and we want to hear how horrible or good. It might have been.
I mean, we've taken one call. It's been great so far.
Yeah, which is amazing.
KLOS, hello.
Yep, I got a story. So my wife caters for like big weddings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like 8 years ago, she did somebody's wedding, and they had the Batmobile and stuff there. It was Batman like theme.
Yes.
And you know who it was?
Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
He was in paradise.
He showed up in the Batmobile.
Yeah, my wife was there doing their wedding, like working for them.
That is hilarious.
That's awesome.
I had to call you.
Yes, I love that. Thank you for calling.
All right, you guys.
Take care.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Talking about unique, in air quote, weddings.
Yes. So my cousin got married in the early 90s, and we come from like a cattle rancher family.
Right.
And they kind of took it to heart. They had their cows in the wedding. They got married underneath a windmill.
How do they have their cows?
What did the cows do in the wedding?
In the wedding.
I would imagine so.
And the bridesmaids came out with bells on their toes, like little jingle bells.
What?
The groom and the groomsmen had
very, very starched Wranglers.
Right. And, did anyone get milked?
Oh, I'm sure after the wedding.
Well played.
Yes, thank you so much for calling. That was awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
You went to a unique wedding? We're talking about themed weddings. You went to one?
Hey, you know, I got married at my in-law's house up in Redding, California, and my brother was supposed to be my best man. And guess what? He didn't show up.
Excellent.
So anyways, we had this old LTD Ford 400 that was given to my ex-wife now. Anyways, I owned a big dog at one time. I had a 50-pound bag of dog food in the back of the LTD Ford.
Right.
That's what they did with it when I decided to leave the wedding. They put it everywhere in the car, on the dash, in the heater.
I love it.
On the floor, shaving cream everywhere. It was like, oh my gosh, the first place it was the car wash.
I love it.
So the theme of your wedding was being tortured by your guests.
Yes.
That's fantastic. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Alan Katz.
Hey,
I am Southern California's number one wedding minister, and I do all the wacky weddings.
Do you?
Oh, my God. Give us a list. A list of the weirdest ones.
Okay, I'm looking at the pictures right now that are hanging on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars wedding.
Of course.
The Princess Bride wedding, Superman wedding, Doctor Who wedding. I've done weddings as Borat in the Mankini.
Ooh, I like Borat. That must have been a weird group of
humans. Hold up. You were in the Mankini or the groom was?
I was in the Mankini.
You were in the Mankini. Awesome.
I was in the Mankini. I did one of my most famous ones was Marilyn Monroe. Not Marilyn Monroe, but
yeah, we got to.
I like that. That's odd. Was there a lot of wind blowing up people's skirts at that one?
There was. It freaked everybody out. Nobody expected it except for the couple. And it
blew. That's right. Hilarious.
That's beautiful.
What's your favorite of all of them?
Yeah.
You know what? I love doing the Star Wars weddings.
Luke and Leia were brother and sister. Who were the groom and bride?
They weren't any of them. They were dressed up. Actually, my most famous one was she loved Elvis, he loved Star Wars, so I became Elvis Kenobi.
Okay. So you were a mixture of Elvis Presley
and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Let's hear your Elvis Kenobi.
Hit the echo.
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, she was your hunk of burning love.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a huge company. I have 37 officiants. We do all sorts of weddings. We do most of the weddings in Southern California.
Well, I like it, so give it a plug. How do people find you?
GreatOfficiants.com.
Nice.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, dude.
We started the hour talking about Jamie Lee Curtis on Kimmel last night, talking about her daughter doing a cosplay wedding.
And she couldn't really explain what it meant.
So we were looking for themed weddings. You had one?
Hey, this is Larry. How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, I did a wedding for my friends. We did it at the Rolling Stones concert.
Nice.
In the front row in the pit. And lo and behold to me, when we were doing this, all the Rolling Stones family, like Mick, Keith Richards' wife and Mick Jagger's son, everybody was around us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I had them write a sign, just married, and Mick Jagger blew them a kiss. And actually, Keith Richards stopped playing during the end of Paint It Black, from the song we just played. And just gave him a big love. It was so amazing.
Wow.
Be able to give him a wedding there in front of him.
Wow, no kidding.
That's pretty cool.
That is the ultimate.
That was great.
Sorry, Jamie Lee Curtis. We've got your wedding beat.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
It's a summer invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
That's an amazing title. I like that name.
It's KLOS Summer Invasion. It's a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Is happening on August 25th. Just you and other KLOS listeners.
And if you call right now, caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, we'll put you on that list.
Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Randy.
Randy, you have managed to make yourself caller number 13.
All right.
You, what was the last time you were actually in a place that's usually packed with people all by your lonesome?
It's been a long, long time. Not that I know of.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right? It's a weird thing.
Well, especially late at night.
Exactly, and that's what's happening. On August 25th, you and three of your closest enemies are going to be inside the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park by yourselves, pretty much.
That's going to be totally awesome.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome.
Hey, Kevin, what is that you got right there?
It's a
What? No, no, that. Not that.
It's the summer invasion of KLOS, of Disneyland's California Adventure Park.
Four-pack of tickets?
Yes, that's very different than what I thought you were asking for.
I could get a lot of cash for that. May I steal them from you?
You may not. No, we have to give them away to caller 13. August 25th, KLOS takes over the park, and it'll be just you and other KLOS listeners.
And you are in, if you're caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Right now, hi, KLOS, who are you?
David Ortega.
David, king of Disneyland.
Yeah!
Wild of the frontier, whatever.
This is awesome, man.
You just made yourself caller 13, man.
That is great. Thank you very much.
Has that ever been a lucky number for you before?
It has never been a lucky number.
Oh, really?
For me, but it is now.
Yeah, man. I play it on roulette in Vegas like all the time, so I think you should as well.
You know what? I'm going to make it my new lucky number.
It might be a bad idea, though. I usually lose. So, Kevin, when is this happening?
August 25th. It's KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
You truly need to be there with us after the park closes.
Everybody else will be out. It'll be only KLOS listeners.
Yeah.
And you'll get the run of the park.
Do as you please.
Do as you please.
For a few hours.
We'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13, you get a four-pack of tickets. Call now. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Jack.
Jack!
Yeah.
Art thou ready to enter the park?
I am.
Good. You got three humans to drag in with you?
I do.
And what is the capital of Montana?
Springfield.
Yeah, I have no idea. So you win. August 25th, you're there with a four-pack of tickets to Disney's California Adventure Park. Well done, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Awesome. I'm looking forward to going.
Purple Sticky Punch. A green crack and train wreck. Bert Lewinsky.
Hello.
Hey.
The funny name for weed.
Yes, please.
Toledo Window Box.
You're going to have to beat me, but Alaskan Thunder. The Crippler.
Jamaican Lamb's Wool.
Nickel Fritz.
I'm smoking some El Chapo right now.
El Chapo.
There you go.
Is it small and fat?
It was dangerous playing rock in the 1960s, in the early days, because people didn't know what they were doing. On this day in rock in 1964, during a second trip to Sweden, the Beatles, two of them, Paul and John, received electrical shocks from ungrounded microphones because the crew, you know, didn't know what they were doing. Is that JD? Because I swear, it was on this day in rock in 1973 when Smoke on the Water, the single, was released by Deep Purple here in these United States. Dear Steven Tyler, avert your ears if you're listening right now. You don't want to relive this memory. It was on this day in rock in 1979 after a show in Cleveland. Joe Perry had a screaming match with Mr. Tyler and quit Aerosmith, but rejoined 5 years later in 1984.